Namo Buddha, Namo Dhamma, Namo Sangha. Namo Buddha, Namo Dhamma, Namo Sangha. Namo Buddha, Namo Dhamma, Namo Sangha. With this triple refuge, we remember that we have entered the path of awakening, that we can rely on a very well-tested Dharma, a teaching which opens up to the truth, the way things are, and the Sangha which supports us, friendship. And then briefly we let our mind remember the various causes to rejoice in this precious human life right now, feelings of gratitude for what life offers to me, saying thank you for this possibility to practice with all that it includes. And thinking of all those who do not have such favorable conditions to practice, or might even be cut off from any such possibility. So somehow this is our responsibility to the world, to use this situation well, these favorable conditions that come together. Especially if we remember impermanence, how quickly this can change. And then, how do I want to use this session? How do I want to use this day? What is the karma that I would like to create? The effect of actions, the effect of placing my mind . What are the wholesome thoughts, images, practices, that I want to cultivate today? And what are the possible hindrances? Which of my habitual tendencies might be there, which prevent me from really living what I wish to live? Where do I have to be careful not to get involved? The old samsaric patterns. Sometimes it helps to remember yesterday, the days before. And then to learn from that, to give myself an impulse, okay, I see you, I see this pattern, and I will direct my mind in a little bit better way, more helpful, more wholesome. And this is exactly what I do now. In the Buddhist tradition, the wholesome is what is our true refuge. And the Buddha even said in one teaching that karma, positive action, wholesome, action can be our refuge. And action, activity is based on motivation. So how do I connect to the most wholesome motivation? A very helpful way is to regard the world in terms of we, all of us together, all of us who share this earth. May every thought, every word, every breath, every step be an expression of that motivation to benefit everyone on earth. And in this way, we turn to breathing again, breathing in and breathing out, closely connected to this motivation. It is not simply breathing, it is breathing in the spirit of entering that practice for the awakening of all. Nourishing ourselves in order to be available for others. Breathing in and breathing out in this awareness of interbeing, of being together, of being interrelated. Let your awareness, together with the breathing, go to those places which need some kind attention. Inside the body, whatever comes to your mind, whatever emotion is there, it is an offering to this world that we take good care of our own emotions. our own states of mind. It's one of the greatest offerings we can make to this world. Breathing in and breathing out. And when there is nothing special, there is simply this breathing. Breathing warmly, breathing with kindness. Even if you just practice mindfulness of breathing, let's do it with kindness. Mindful breathing while feeling the whole body. Whatever we feel, we try to not cling, not enter aversion, accepting it as part of our experience. Breathing in and breathing out, feeling our whole world of experience. Open like the sky. Allowing for an unhindered continuity of experiences to arise and to dissolve. Completely fluid, like water. Breathing in and breathing out in the continuity of experience, seeing change, being the change. This is life. Breathing in and breathing out, being aware. Being aware of just how it is. In the arising of an experience, there is already the change. That's why it is arising. One experience doesn't wait for the next one to arise and then disappears. Actually, it changes into the next one. subtle changes all the time in all levels of our experience. Wherever our attention turns to, there is this dynamic nature of life. Whether we turn to the body, to the sounds, to seeing, whether it is remembering, imagining, planning, judging, labeling, everywhere this dynamic nature. This is life. This is how it is. This is a law of life. It's called change. You might call it impermanence. You might call it the dynamic nature. It's completely reliable. Everything changes. And that which is so reliable, this law, this ungraspable nature of experiences. This is as reliable as the earth we sit on. We can, so to speak, build on change. We can rely on it. Whatever is there now, it will all change. There's nothing surprising in that. It has been like this all our life. It has always been like this. Just some things change slower than others, because the conditions are a little bit more stable. Seeing the nature of change everywhere. This is called the equality of all phenomena, the sameness. They are same in their nature of change, in their dynamic nature. And seeing that they are all different, that none of them is same in appearance, this is yet another quality of mind, also part of life. Vivid, fresh, never the same. This is also important to see. The unique experience of now. It is unique because everything changes. This is thanks to the clarity of our mind that we can see all these fine developments, these fine changes, the fine colors, tastes, and so on of our experience. Very clearly noticing every in-breath, every out-breath. And this capacity to know and to differentiate is sometimes likened to the sun, as if the mind were luminous and the element corresponding to it is fire which brightens up the darkness of the night. And the sun brightens up the day. This is the luminous nature of mind. The capacity to see. Breathing in and out. In this way we contemplate the nature of being. And you might be waiting that I mention the last aspect, the fifth one. This is the creative aspect of that very same mind. This mind which is open, fluid, reliable in its changing nature, luminous in its knowing capacity. And it is also creative. It actually has the power to create change. Just simply directing our attention somewhere else, and change is there. turning our attention to, for example, warmly breathing in, a kind breathing in and kind breathing out, and our experience changes. Wherever we direct our attention, this makes that a different wind is blowing in our experience. It can be a nourishing wind that brings the necessary rain to water the gardens, the fields, which is a metaphor for saying watering the mind of other sentient beings. It's called nurturing the Buddha fields, because every sentient being is seen to be a potential Buddha field. That the waters of compassion are being brought by the wind of love, by the energy of wisdom. And like that, every breath which goes out can be a breath of love going into all directions, a thought of love. Kindly breathing in and breathing out. Maybe you would like to take that practice home with you. We can call it breathing with the five elements. It will enrich your Vipassana practice, where you're already using breathing as a daily support. And the way to do it is you start first in the usual way, as you always start. You take refuge. Maybe you do the four contemplations that we did before, the precious human life, impermanence, karma, the disadvantages of samsara. Maybe you do that, you take refuge again. And then you develop the aspiration to practice for the benefit of all, the whole planet, yeah, whatever, the whole, everything that comes to your mind, actually. There's nothing big. Anyhow, we practice with what comes to our mind. This is our world. So we practice for the whole world. And we breathe with that. And yes, we go through the four satipatthanas, you know, we go through the body, take good care of ourselves, and we breathe for our emotions, the mental formations. We breathe with the deeper layers of our mind. And then we turn to this practice of seeing the nature of experience. And you can do it in this order, like I did: first the spacious nature, then the fluidity, then the reliable nature, then the luminous nature, and then the creative one. You know, this is very helpful at times, not maybe every day, but at times to go through, because it gives you a beautiful, all-encompassing understanding of how we create our world and how we can become free.